Hello there, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's Google My Business video, I want to share with you how you can rank number one on Google Maps moving into 2021. So this local SEO video is going to be a step-by-step process. It might not be for everyone, but it's aimed more towards the beginner and intermediate SEOs that want to get higher rankings. So I've been asked recently, Chris, can you walk through a process, a step-by-step, a formula, a technique, a strategy? Can you walk us through exactly what do I need to do if I'm just starting out? I've talked to photographers, I talked to a dentist, I talked to a lawyer. They know a lot about their industry, but when it comes to Google My Business, their website, what needs to be done, and that's exactly what I'm going to walk you through today from start to finish. It might be a little long, who knows, but I want to explain not only here's what to do, but here's why to do it. All right, so let's not waste any time. I'm going to try out a new tool today. So we're going to play around with that a little bit as we explain. Of course, let's not waste any time. Let's get directly into the video. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions if you have any. So let's get into it. So let's make sure that our camera's looking good. Hope so. Let's see how we look. Let's bring this down and let's get this party started. We'll get this up to here. We'll go here. We're going to open and launch up this new tool. So here's the new tool. This is called Mindflow. I don't know who owns it. It looks cool. I was looking for a Gantt chart builder, but this is what we're going to use instead of drawing it out. I think this will look a little bit cleaner. I watched a presentation this morning, actually, a pitch, and they used this tool, and I was like, hey, that's going to be cool for for video. So here we go. Again, what I'm doing now is I'm stalling. I want to get a couple people. What we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through the process literally step by step. We're going to start it off by claiming the Google My Business listing. As we're going through these steps, I'm going to explain to you exactly why would you do this. I want to guide you through. There's a couple people in particular, a photographer, a young lady I talked to, a gentleman, a lot of people. I've talked to multiple people, right? I want to keep this as streamlined as possible, something that you can walk through, you can utilize the video to look back on and say, okay, hey, here's what I should be doing. Okay, here's next. Here's what I should do, right? So let's start off now. So one of the very first things that you're going to be doing is claim. Here, let's just make this big. Claim your listing, all right? You want to verify and validate the entity. This is going to be step number one, all right? I know this may seem simple, but validate the entity. Verify the Google My Business listing, all right? A lot of people might suggest also not having a website, but I highly suggest that you go and get a website. You should have a website attached to it, or at least somewhere where you can set up appointments or whatever you're doing, all right? A phone number, a G site, we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk about the business site, but a website, claim the listing, step number one, all right? Now, I don't know if I should number these or not. I've never used this tool before. It looked cool. That's why I grabbed it. Let me come over here. I want to make sure that we can see everything. I want this to be a fruitful tutorial or guide for everybody. It looks like my head's not too big here. I think that looks pretty good. So we're going to start off with claiming the listing. Now, one of the next steps, and again, I'm going to walk you through why I would do this and how I would do this, all right, step by step. So we're going to claim the listing. The next piece or the next puzzle is going to be, all right, I've claimed the listing. Now I need to optimize. Now, Chris, what does this mean? What do you mean by optimization? Optimize your listing. Well, the best, easiest, fastest way, and I say this over and over again, I don't want to say the word preach, but I say this all the time. See who's dominating in your sector and go match, mimic, and then you'll beat them. So what would I be doing as far as optimization? It doesn't matter your industry. Come right over. Let's say you're a photographer, all right? Let's go to, I don't know, photos in Houston, all right? Let's see who the winner is. What I mean by optimization is quite simple. You're going to find the top person, whoever it is. It's completely irrelevant. See exactly what they're doing. right? Don't put the keywords in the title. Use your business name. You want to play for the long run, right? If they're doing something that doesn't seem right, don't do it. Just move on. Fill out your name. Go and see exactly what are they doing. Okay, here's how they put this. All right, here's how they put this. Okay, they have this in here. All right, and I want to leave this up because this is going to be important later. But look at the description. See the terminologies. Go through your competition. Match, mimic, and then you'll beat. See what they're doing. Match, mimic, make it better, and you do it. All right, we touched on that. Let's keep going. So we're going to talk about filling out, optimizing the listing to what the SERP is already calling for. Go and see what your competition's doing. Bring it in. All right. The next piece is, I'm sure you've been in business. If you have not been in business already, one of the first things is, okay, we've claimed our business. We have our GMB listing. One of the very first steps that I always recommend when I'm talking or consulting with people is go and get some reviews. Then I get asked by the SEO guys, are reviews a ranking signal? Not directly, but there are some things within the reviews that we're going to talk about next. So let's add that to the list. And we're going to say, get some reviews, all right? Reviews for your validated listing, all right? That's the next thing. Make yourself a template, all right? If you already have clients, you can make it easy. I'm going to give you some steps off of this, right? If you already have the listing, make yourself a template for getting reviews. If you've already had clients in the past, email them. If you've been in business, you have some of those clients that you've built that rapport with, give them a call, get some reviews on the listing, but we're not just getting any reviews. I want you to take this into account. When you're templatizing, when you're making it easy to get the reviews, you want to make it as easy and as seamless as possible for the person, okay? But there's some key elements that you want to make sure that you're doing within the reviews. Let's talk about that now, all right? So let's talk about these reviews. All right, so we're talking about getting the reviews. Here's what you want to do. We're going to keep this up. Take a look at everybody that is your competitor. I want you to take a look at a couple of things, but I'm just going to give it to you instead of you having to do it. You're looking for words of trust and words that are related to your business that are repeated consistently along with the owner's name. Words of trust, your name, your business's name, and also other words that are LSI words that are related to your brand, business, or service that are related and they're repeated over and over again. Let's take a look at this as an example. So when you're filling out or you're making a template for your past customers or new customers, make sure that they're using your business name, make sure they're using your services name, and make sure they're using words of trust. Let me show you this. So down here, and make sure people are repeating them. Take a look at this. Service, owner, quality, prices, images, pricing, budget. Go through all of your competitors and start picking out the words that Google is showcasing, words that are related to your brand, business, service, and your competition. See how these words are bolded? All right, these are words that are of words of trust, the word of the brand or LSI terms for this particular type of service or industry, all right? Make yourself a list. When you templatize for past customers or new customers, make sure they're including these words, the business name, your name, and words of trust. See how these are bolded? Go right through the list here. Whatever your niche is, bam, 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 bam. So when you templatize, say, hey, write something like this, okay? So that's gonna be helping you out. Let's keep going. So claiming it, optimize the listing to the SERP. We talked about that. See what they're doing. See how they're doing. Is it a long? Is it short? What words are they using? What kind of terminology? The phone number? Do they have a calendar date, right? Optimize to the SERP. Moving to the next step, reviews. Get them on the page. It's a trust signal. I want to talk about this. We're going to talk more about trust signals later on. Each little step is a trust signal, all right? I made myself a little list here, so I wouldn't get off track, okay? So bear with me here. But I want to talk about that. Reviews. And then let's get inside of here. And we're going to put brand name, biz name. So brand name. So you want to use your brand name or business name. Same thing, really. Okay. Trust words. And niche words. What I mean by niche words are go through your competition, see the bolded words, make sure you're including them. And the key element here is those trust words and brand names. Make sure they're being repeated by all customers. It's a trust signal. Let's talk about trust signals. So when we're talking about optimization, we need to get more into trust signals. What's a trust signal? Well, let's come over here and let's take a look. Google's gonna give you a lot of different options. We're gonna go into mine quick here and I'm gonna show you some trust signals, all right? Only because this way I can get right into here. Let me see here. Chris Palmer SEO. Okay, so you wanna go over here. Let's go up here. We'll go here. Okay, trust signals are as follows, all right? Anything that can be included, including your 360 view, including a Google photographer, getting reviews quickly, anything that Google allows you to fill out that's an extra, photos from with inside the business, photos, all of those details that are up at the top. Let me take a look here quick. I think it's in the very beginning when I'm setting up. 360 views, live tours, Google My Business, accredited photographer. These are trust signals along with reviews. The more, think of it as a point system. The more trusted signals that I can send in, the higher trust, AKA if I have higher trust, just like with SERP, you know how there's the imaginary sandbox? What it is Google's testing out. They want to trust you. Start performing those trust signals faster so you can start ranking quicker, all right? I think that it's just a mandatory evolution of an account. It needs to be done. Just the more you can add into your account, the better off you will be, all right? So I don't know if it's mandatory, but I do feel that some of them are mandatory, all right? So we're gonna add that to our list. So off of optimization is getting trust signals is what I call it. I mean, you could call it whatever you want, but a trust signal could be a 360. It could be a tour. It could be G photos, like Google trusted photographers. Anything along those lines. Okay, let's bring this over here a little bit. So that's gonna go into optimize your listing, okay? So trust signals come into optimization. So now we validated. We've gotten some reviews. We know what to add into some of those reviews. Maybe I should make it just right down the list. I don't know. We'll do that. We'll do that later. Let's get everything on the page here. I'd like them to go right down. I don't know if this goes all the way down. Should we try that? Should we try doing it like that before we get crazy here? That way, if somebody comes back to the video, it's itemized. Should we do that? Yes. Okay, let's do that. Because I'm thinking to myself, there's a couple people in particular that were asking me about this. I know it's live, but that's okay. All right, so let's do that. So main subject is going to be verify. So verify GMB listing. I'm just gonna write these out really quick. So the next step after verification is going to be optimize GMB listing to the SERP, meaning, like we talked about, see what they're doing. What kind of terminology are they adding? Appointment dates, blah, blah, blah. Fill everything out. Holiday schedules, everything. And we're going to talk more in depth of other steps to take care of, but I'm working you down the list. All right. The next step is template for reviews. And just like we talked about, I'm not going to get back into it. You can watch the video. The piece after that is add trust signals to the account. It will expedite the speed of rank. Now I know there's a million tricks out there and there's these lead gen guys, and if you launch 5,000 properties, I'm sure you can rank some of them in a day. That's not what we're talking about. What I'm talking about is longevity of an account and winning over the long term. I want to set you up for success. That's the objective here, right? I know all the tricks in the book. I'm not here to give those to you. I'm here to, here's what you need to be doing, all right? Let's go down the list here. Add trust signals. That includes, here, let me give you some recommendations. So that's going to be 360 tours, all right? We're going to talk more about filling out the GMB listing, but give me a minute here. So 360 tours, the Google photos, right? Google trusted photographers, look it up, get it done, pay the money. It's worth the $200 or whatever it is, get it done, all right? Virtual tours. Oh, photos. Do all the photos from with inside the building. These are added. We're not talking about uploading the photos and getting posts. We're going to touch on that in a minute here. And there's a certain way that I think you should do that, but give me a minute. So I think that touches on the trust signals. Add as many as you can. Just take care of it. Bang it out. All right. The next step after that is we want to start setting up some of the fortress. We're going to come back to touching on this. It's just how I wrote down the random thoughts in my head. I wrote it down on paper, and then I'm going to walk you through other stuff. So I'm just going to go down the list. They're not all in order, but this is stuff that you can bang out in a day, 2 days, 3 days. I mean, some services will take you longer, but this is stuff that you can get into motion. All right. So let's keep it moving here. Now, we validated, optimized, template for reviews. We've added our trust signals. The next step that I would do is start setting up, because your first wave, when we're first setting up, there's two things we want to keep into consideration, all right? One is branded assets, assets that are directly related to my brand, business, or service. These are assets, whether it's a YouTube channel, whether it's something that is directed that applies more trust signals or authority to the brand. This can include, but not limited to, but these are some of the first things that you need to do is get the Google business site set up. Set that up. Now, you need to choose, all right? Do you want it to be, when you're setting up that asset, do you want it to be brand centric or do you want it to be keyword centric? My advice would be set it up brand and then all the other secondary assets. And when you do secondary assets again, because this is just first wave, when you reset up again, then you can focus more on keywords and services. Okay. So the first set of assets I would do is all branded. All right. So that Google business site, do it branded. All right. Whatever your brand is. So we're going to do Google business site, set up a G site. Right? So the Google business site's going to be branded. Set up a G site, like an actual Google site. All right? Set that up as your services. Okay? You could be your brandname.com or whatever you want it to be, .G site or however the parameter is. But make sure whatever you're talking about is all about services. All right? Again, we're building relationships, entity relationships. That's the whole objective here. All right. So Google business G site is going to be service based. Do a YouTube account. We'll just call it social media. But YouTube plays a special part, especially for businesses because it's a G property, a G asset. These are the ones we're going to target first generally. It also helps with what is called a video citation. You can make branded video citations, and then you make keyword citations, then you make service citations. You do all of those assets, but make sure you set up a G site, social, all branded, and then a YouTube, all right, branded. You're going to use that later, all right? So this is that first wave of social. We have our G site. It's optimized. Optimize your listing. Template for reviews, add the trust signals as we talked about. We have our G business site, our Google site. Wait for it to come into focus. We've set up our, whether you want to do Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are probably the ones that I would focus on depending on your business. If it's a business that a lot of photos are necessary, maybe do a Pinterest. But I feel that utilizing the big platforms is probably going to be the best bet. Definitely, without any shadow of a doubt, Twitter, YouTube. Make sure you do the G site and the business site. Without any doubt, those four need to be done. All right, let's move on. All right, so now let's talk about setting up. All right, now that we've gone in, we've created our mini branded social fortress. Right? I use Diggity's. I like that terminology, so I'm going to use it. We're going to use our mini branded social fortress for local. All right? It's brand centric. The next step on the list is going to be setting up. Let me set this up better so I could see it. Setting up your schedule or setting up your initial posts. Okay. Now, generally, what I would recommend is 15 from the door. When I get somebody brand new and they ask me, well, what should I be doing? It's 15 from the door, and you need to break it down like this. Five are going to be all about the brand. Five are going to be all about your service, and five are going to be all about your locations. All right. And when you're taking care of those, make sure you're scheduling them out maybe two each day. But what I would do beforehand is take a look at your competition. How often are they posting? What is their posting schedule? And I'm not just meaning, you know, the person that you're thinking of. When you go and search for your key phrase in your area, who's winning, right? Because people always say, oh, this is my main competitor. No. Who's winning for the keywords and the service areas that you want to be in? Who's the winner? What are they doing exactly? If they're posting twice a week, then you need to post three times a week. If they're posting four, then you post five. They're posting six, you post seven. They're posting 20, then you need to post 25. I hope you could break that down, but it's always going to follow the same formula. And the formula is this. So post schedule is what we're setting up and what we're talking about. Probably spelled schedule wrong, but I'm not here for spelling. I'm here for tips for GMB. So post schedule. You're always going to centralize your posting schedule, and what you're posting about is always going to be brand, service, keywords. Brand, service, keywords. Brand, service, keywords. That's the theme of the posts that you're going to be posting. When you first initially start, right? If you're just launching, 15 from the door. Set up five for each. All right? So that should get you started with that. Now, let's talk more about getting back on schedule. So now we have our post schedule and we know what it's going to be here. I want to get back in here over here. So post schedule. So set up your post schedule. So set up post schedule. Base posts off of brand, service, and keywords. All right. So what's your brand, what's your service, and the keywords. Again, service can be service and location. Brand could be brand and location. Obvious, it's local. You're going to be utilizing geo modifiers within the posts, but make sure you're repeating them over and over. The brand plus the keyword, keyword plus the brand. But you're setting up your posts. You don't just randomly do a post. It's always about something. All right, but it's always based around brand, service, keyword, no matter what, plus adding a geo modifier. I should write that. Geo modifier. So everything is geo modified to brand, service, keywords. I drilled that in. Let's keep going. The next thing, I guess I could go off my paper here, is we've set that up. We're gonna head back over to our GMB. Again, this could be done in a day, all right? The next piece that I'm getting into now is I want to think to myself, how can I get somebody to my account? Because one of the leading factors, aside from the proximity of the person actually looking for you from their phone or typing it in, is going to be traffic, people, users, clicks, engagement. That's what matters for ranking. End of statement. So you're always thinking to yourself, what clever ways or what smart ways can I get people to the listing to click, engage, view, tell their friends, share, post, keep going, keep that circle spinning, right? So one of the things that we like to do, or one of the things that I would definitely do, is utilize the tools that Google is already giving you, meaning the coupons, all right? The events, updates. Those are your assets, all right, within GMB to be able to get the people, the engagement, the clicks, the traffic to you. You're always going to use something that Google gives you within those three things, right? It's either an event, it's an update, or it's a coupon to drive traffic through. So whether you're going to be trying to drive the traffic on Facebook, whether you're going to drive the traffic on Microworkers, whether you're going to drive the traffic from a press release, whether you're going to, regardless of what you're doing, if you're paying, you're manipulating, you're running it, it's always going to be one of those three things. A post that you created that's an event, an update, or a coupon. Use their stuff to drive traffic and then go to the secondary platforms. So, oh, I have a coupon. Great. Go run that through Facebook and start getting people over to your account. You'll get that rank you're looking for. All right. I hope that makes sense. That's one of the first things is set yourself up a schedule. All right, I'm going to run a coupon this week. And then you'll start to see, okay, this works, this doesn't, this is good, this isn't. Everybody's different. It all runs different. But utilize the tools that they give you in order to get traffic. Set events up. Oh, hey! And then always, why I said updates is this. If you launch a new page, if you change something on your website, if you change your hours, your holiday hours, everything is an update. Every single thing. Anything that you could extract people, clicks, traffic, anything. I hope I make this clear. Do it. Make an update. I dotted a T on my website. Great. That's an update, right? And push that out. And here's why. I made a video. Anytime that you do something and run it through the system, the posts that you do that are updates get more reach, right? So every single time, the objective is to get as many people to that account as you possibly can. And that's it. And don't get down. Oh, I only got 20. Only 20? Be happy, right? Okay, so I drilled that in. Coupons, events, updates. Utilize the tools and take their tools and put them on other platforms and put money behind them. Go run ads, micro workers, put them on press releases. Go do embeds, you know, Reddit ads. Take a video, a business video, and run it. Get people to the account. That's enough about that. Now, let's talk about the site. I've talked to multiple people, pros, whatever. I've had people disagree. What irrelevant? Here's what I say. Optimize this site for GMB. If GMB or Maps is going to be your main driver for phone calls and business, then you need to optimize your site based around Maps. Now, if organic is what you're focusing on, then the structure is different. But if you want to gain your phone calls, your business, if that's your main driver for your business, then you need to optimize your website for Google Maps. What do I mean? This is crucial. This is a crucial step that a lot of people miss, right? And it matters significantly because the words that are on the page, the services, what you do, your hours, everything needs to match up. The structure needs to be structured how it is on Google My Business. Your services, your layout, your question answer, everything. If that's going to be your main driver, make sure your site is set up to correspond. All right. So let's talk a little bit about that. So optimize your site for Maps. So meaning if you're inside of here, let's go back over here to me. This account's not a good representation, I don't think. Products, let me see. Yeah. So here, let's talk about it this way. All right. So here's what I mean. When you're filling this out, I have to use this account because I can't show you clients. So my dad used to tell me this. Don't do what I do, do what I say, right? And here's why. So when you're coming through here, all right, obviously your photos, here's what I was talking about before. All of these added aspects, uploading your video, the 360, interior, exterior, every time you're adding something, not only are you going to add it as an update, but I do feel from watching my account, watching other accounts, that not only do they get more exposure, but I do feel that it's a trust signal. And I think that it adds to the trust score of the account overall for the long haul. So, you know, I've had accounts where, you know, client accounts where we didn't pay any attention at all. We just went through the process and they weren't as, the longevity wasn't there, right? The overall impressions over the course of time weren't there as in the accounts that we had that I followed the exact process the whole time. I filled out everything. I mapped the website to the GMB asset, right? You get what I'm saying? Play for the long haul. and you'll be rewarded over the course of time is what I'm getting at. So go in here, fill out everything. Every single thing you can is a trust chip to you, and make sure when you're putting inside of here, what I mean by mapping is the products and services that you have here, map them over to your website. So we have our services and you fill it out. So like, let's take this for instance. So search engine optimization, that's a service on the website. Local SEO, that's gonna be within the search engine optimization. I'm just using this as an example. But map it exactly. If I fill out my services, that's what it says on the site. If I fill out my products, that's what it says on the site. They need to match and mimic, all right? So hopefully that makes sense to you, all right? So coupons, events, let's keep going down the list. So we're gonna cement it now. If your main business driver is GMB/maps, then map your website, or how about this? Maps, then mold your site to GMB/maps. Now that's exactly what I'm in. That long explanation, I'm here to give you information, was to say, listen, whatever's on that website, make sure it's mapping. The terminology and the words that you have within here, the categories, however it's laid out on GMB, that's how it's laid out on the site. Now, if your focus is pumping out content, your structure is going to be a little bit different. If this is a secondary or a side note to your business, but I'm guessing you wouldn't watch this video if it was, then your structure might be a little bit different, right? You wouldn't use the same terms as what I'm getting at, the same keywords, the same category types, like internet marketing, and there's certain categories and words that mean more because they are on maps. I hope that makes sense to you, because it's a big impact. Mapping your site to what GMB is and what it says, the words, the phrases, is a big trust signal, and it needs to be done if your focus is GMB and maps. I hope we've made that concrete, all right? That's scary. It scared me. Oh, who's that? Is that me? All right. So if your main driver is GMB and maps, then mold your website in GMB to maps. I hope that makes sense. It needs to mirror whatever you're talking about. Let's move on. Correspond site to services. So that's what I mean by that. We talked about that. Put services and prices on your GMB. Exactly. That's what I wrote. The services and products, it needs to match and mirror over on the website. We covered that. Trust points, I wrote points or chips, however you want to talk about it. We talked about that more up here. Trust signals, adding each of those elements, and those are inside of here, inside your Google My Business listing. So if you're over here, I guess it's under what, products or services? Photos. Yeah, under photos. So each of these details, I would consider these to be trust elements, especially the 360, and then taking care of the Google photographer to add those photos that came from a trusted photographer. It's gonna help you out very much. Another piece or another element is get the application. So let's put that here. Now, regardless if you have, I look at that as a trust signal, right? Get the app, all right? Put it on your phone, and there's only one reason why, right? Yeah, it's fun to track it. Yeah, you can move pins around, and it's cool, and you can play around with it. But the main objective is this, because of the messaging aspect of it. Set up messaging, all right, whether you have Android, whether you have iPhone. Over here in the messaging side for your GMB, set it up. Not only are you gonna set it up, but again, everything that you do is an update. Soon as you set that up, soon as you have the app, go and talk about it, make it a post, make it an update, make it known within the industry, wherever you're doing, push it out, all right? So messaging, set that up, get the app is what we're gonna call it. Get the app, okay, get the app. Set up messages. All right, so that's, did I spell that right? Messages, doesn't matter. All right, so set up messages. Now let's talk more about the entity itself or the website. There's some elements that we need to correspond and we want to have on the assets, meaning in bets. Let's come into here. All right, so this is so far, I guess we can call this the, I don't know, the guide, the walkthrough, the map. We'll call it the map. Add trust signals. All right, so when we're setting up our post schedule, based posts off of brand, service, and keywords, but we want to make sure that they're geo, they have geo modifiers, that they're geo specific, but not every time. All right. So let me give some examples briefly here. All right. So Chris Palmer SEO, this is a brand. All right. This is a branded. Okay. So we could do, and then let's touch on this now. All right. Now let's talk about service. So SEO consulting. All right. Now, if we wanted to make it geo modified in, right? PENNSYLVANIA, I guess. I don't even know how to spell my own state. I'm not a spelling professional, I can tell you that. There we go. All right, so SEO consulting in Pennsylvania, or it could be, we'll just put PA so I don't have to write it again. PA consulting, Chris Palmer Market, right? Marketing, do you get what I'm saying? Location is a location. Always talk about the services or service areas that you're in. You can add it on to brand and or keywords. You know what your keywords are. You know how what your variations are. When we're talking about brand, it's always going to be the same thing. Every post that goes out is a meaning. It's either you're trying to get them into your circle of business, you want to offer them something, you're giving them a coupon, it has to be complimentary, it has to be free. You need to get them into your trust circle. You have to. It's the only way. So you have to either give them something of value within a post, right, that's going to be branded or keyword or service based, or you're going to give them a service, something that costs you money for free to get them in your trust circle. It's business. You know, my dad used to tell me this, you have to pay to play. And that's exactly what it is, right? So Google Business, that's what we're going to do. Social, branded, service, keywords, and geo-modified. So it's going to be brand, service, and keywords based. Go through your keywords, add on your brand. Go through your keywords, add on geo-modifiers. I hope I touched on this. I hope it makes sense. I hope that was an example. Let's digress or move on. All right, so get the app set up messages without a doubt and then make an update. Remember, any little thing that you do, talk about it, make an update. All right, let's go down the list here. All right, now let's talk a little bit about this. Setting up the website, okay? How can I make this, is this a tree? Oh, okay, it keeps going down. Okay, cool. All right, so get the app and set up messages. The next element is, and this is gonna tie into the actual website and the GMB. Questions and answers, AKA facts. Having a facts page on the website. Now, this is there to solidify and validate entity relationships, and also it gives us a reason to do the embed, okay? And plus it's schema plus. So kind of like up here, when we're talking about our template for reviews, it's also nice to have some questions. Have them go over, if you have or built rapport, or you can do it yourself, it's up to you, right? But it's better to have a customer go in and ask questions, even make that a campaign, all right? But what we're doing is a fax page on the website, go and set it up, okay? The next piece is ask and answer questions on GMB. This is essential, all right? Also set up directions. And this is gonna be a setup for the next steps. Directions on the GMB. Okay. So the facts page, make sure that's set up on the website. These are going to be questions about the services, where you are, what do you perform, right? You want to make sure that your customers, or you can set up your own accounts and do it. That's going to be a little bit gray hat or however you want to look at it. Ask and answer the questions yourself. You can do that. These are frequently asked questions. You're allowed. I don't recommend it, I guess, but I do recommend it. It's up to you. But facts on the page, have your customers ask. Then you're going to set that same thing up on a facts page or commonly asked questions about your brand, business, or service. This way we can then take the embed and put it onto the website. Then we can make that relationship. We can also take that same embed that's from the GMB, put it on our website. We can also put it on our G Business site, or the G site, I should say. And we can also distribute that within press releases. We can distribute that on our social media. These are the commonly asked questions that are related to our business, but there's another step that needs to be taken care of. When I'm building out my facts page, one of the first things that I want to do is include fact schema. All right. So, facts page on website, okay, with schema. Make sure. All right. So then these should be tied together, but ask and answer questions on the GMB. Have your customers ask, you answer the questions on the GMB. Even if you need to run a campaign for this, do it. It's worth it. It's simple, it's easy, it's cheap, just do it. Then what you're able to do is you're able to take those facts. Not only do you have that whole page with all of those details, but it's also on your GMB. You're embedding it. You can then distribute that embed all over. I hope that makes sense. Again, it's all about entity and relationship building. Each little step that you do, it's just look at it as tokens or pennies in a piggy bank. I've made distribution. I've asked and answered these questions. I have the schema. That's the glue that holds everything together. I'm then able to distribute it. It's all a circle. I know that seems minute, but I feel that that's a big piece. Then you're able to also build relevance. Plus, you have something to talk about. Plus, you can then go share it. It's a big deal. Make sure you're doing it. Create your facts page. Talk about it. Have the questions asked and answered on GMB. Bring them over to the website. Embed that into your website. Also do the schema and then distribute it to a network. Whether it's press releases, whether you're going to pay for it, whether it's guest posts, whatever it is, make sure it gets pushed out. Let's move on. Directions on the GMB. Now, you're going to have your location pages, right? You need to be setting up directions from particular locations that you service to your business. From the location to the service, from your competitors to your service. Then within your location pages, you'll see this a lot with some top performers in some niches. It is wise to then embed that map or those direction elements within your page or have a location page on your website. Doesn't have to be in the main navigation, but it should be on the website the same as a facts page. Okay? Make sure that that's done. So directions on GMB. All right, you're building directions from locales you service or from competitors to you. Then embed on site and through the web. It's a big deal. We're gonna talk up here. We're gonna add branches onto this tree, okay? Let's talk about this. Let's move this over so everybody can see. Actually, let's fill out the list and then we'll talk more about other steps that we can do. We're little tiny steps, right? Now we're getting through some of the main elements here. I'm trying to touch on every element. I don't think I missed anything as of yet. Maybe I'll go back and I'll touch more in depth on what we need to be doing, but so far so good. Okay. And again, ask questions. I'll answer them. I have no problem at all. There are no stupid questions at all, ever. I would be more than happy to help you. Please, if you have a question, you don't feel stupid. Just write it in. I'll answer it. I'm here to help you. Okay. Directions on GMB from locales, your service from competition to you, then embed on site and throughout the web. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. Hopefully it makes perfect sense to you. Let's move down the list here. Then, after that, on the site, all right, so location pages have direction / map embeds, each page. All right, make sure you have your facts page. This should be broken up off of here. So your facts, you have your facts page on the website with schema, ask and answer questions on GMB to create facts page. And the reason for this is you're incorporating, you're getting the traffic, you're getting the engagement on the GMB, and you're associating that entity with yours. You're taking the facts and the questions from the GMB that were generated on there, you're putting them on the website. Again, it's just like up here when we talked about the services and the products mirror over to the site. They're in cahoots. You get what I'm saying? It's the more times you can do that with more elements, whether it's an update, a post, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, whether it's the photos, anything that's on there needs to be over here, right? I can't make that. I hope I drilled that in because it's important. All right, let's keep going. All right, what else do we need? I made a couple more things here. Ask questions on the GMB, answer them on the GMB, and then add them to the facts page. Now let's talk about some solidifiers or some, you know, you've created your social, your mini social fortress, right? Your local mini social fortress. Primary accounts need to be the YouTube, branded YouTube account, and then the playlists within that are going to be centralized either around locations or services that you offer. Then one of the things that you're going to do, is you're going to be creating your each location or each service that you do. You'll create a video citation, but that's not necessarily, you're making that entity relationship, but the objective here is to go around to all of the keywords or all of the service SERPs, the search engine results pages, that offer a video. And you're going to make a big video that's a video citation, but you want to be in the running. And here's what I mean. So if you come over here, and here's how I suggest you make your thumbnails. It's going to be blatantly obvious when you see it. So let's just come over here to Digital Marketing Las Vegas, only because this is a test page. I can only show my stuff. I cannot show client stuff. People ask me all the time, show a client. No, I can't. I'm not allowed. They're not my clients. I contract off of work from my partner, Eric. We've gone over this, you know. I do small pieces of work. I don't own an agency per se. I do very particular work for Eric, and I work directly with a timeshare and a travel club. That's it, you know? But anyway, so Digital Marketing Las Vegas, I believe this SERP calls for a video, right? So my suggestion is you can use SEMrush, right? SEMrush makes it relatively easy, not relatively, they make it very, very easy to see SERP enhancements. Are they allowing any videos? And also, are there any other special enhancements, including aggregate rating reviews? Is there videos? Is there facts? Is there anything that I can take up more space on or get a bonus within the SERP? One of those, without a shadow of a doubt, needs to be video. I'd be making videos around the services and the keywords that matter to me where the enhancement within the SERP is allowed. Meaning, Digital Marketing Las Vegas has a portion on the SERP that allows a video. When I make the video, right, it's going to be a video citation always. Meaning, the link from the GMB, right, also that short code that's within there, make sure that that's in there. Put your name, address, phone number, and then connect it to the GMB asset. All right. Now you have a video citation. Make sure that the geo coordinates, when you're filling out the video details, fill out everything, the location, everything, just like this. Another helpful hint when filling it out is use keywords, right? So the location, see this, I highlighted it. It's right here. Here, I'll use this fancy new feature. This, put that in there when you're filling out the details. Also inside of here, name, address, phone number, there should be a link to the GMB, should be, but I didn't do it, but add yours in. name, address, phone number, and then the keywords with sentiment, put them in as video schema. It gives you a pop. Trust me, just do it. So just like this, add the sentiment with the keywords and the keyword variations. Add it in with a video citation only on the SERPs that call for a video. All right, so just like this. And then the photo, make it like this. Keyword with name, website, phone number. If you wanna put the phone number big up top, do it. So that way it's blatantly obvious. I don't care if they click on the video. They see the phone number, they see what I offer. It's plain as day, give me a call. That's it, okay? So that touches on that. That's a powerful traffic. Just do it, trust me. I mean, all right, I agree with that. We'll talk more, we'll get into that some more. So that should be, that is visual steps. All right, I need water. Oh, I have it right here. All right, so location pages have direction and map embeds, okay. Now we talked about the video citations and taking care of video. And that's gonna be off of your mini local social fortress, right? Twitter, YouTube, Google site, without a doubt. All right, so let's do video citations on SERPs that call for video, okay? All the keywords that matter to you and any, definitely branded, without a doubt, make branded videos. But then start looking, okay, what locations and what keyword variations allow for a video, right? An enhancement in the SERP, make a video. I touched on that as much as I possibly can. But it's important enough for me to say it over and over again. Video citations are powerful. You can then utilize these video citations not only to take up the SERP, then you can run traffic through there. You can run Facebook ads to them. You can run Reddit ads, video ads on there, on huge, you could pick your niche. You can go into Facebook groups, whatever group you want. If you're selling flipping, you know, teeth enamel, there's dentist groups on Facebook. You can run specific ads, then you're creating your list. You get what I'm saying? Then you can follow them around the entire web. Video is important. Just do it. Trust me. It'll be worth it. It's a pain in the butt, but just do it. All right? Focus on your brand first, then move into locations, and then start focusing on keywords. Just like the evolution of over here, right? So when we're looking at this, what matters most to Google? All right, I want you to take this into consideration. So when you're mapping out your plan in your mind, you can follow it. What matters most? How people are finding you. That's first. How do we know this? Google's telling us. How are people finding your business? Right? And then they're giving us the map. Look at, this is what's important. Direct discovery, they're breaking it down. Then when you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to do to get people to find me? You get what I'm saying? And the keywords that they need to be finding you are the services and products that you offer in the towns that you do it in. Does this make sense to you? What should be showing up in here are my services, my products, and the towns I offer service in, right? That's how people are finding me. And then to what degree? Are they doing it direct? Perfect. And then they need to be finding you for those keywords. So people are literally looking for me. So when I'm sending in traffic or I'm coming up with a traffic solution, whether I'm paying for it or I'm manipulating it, it's always what's my competition's brand level and their keyword level. How are people finding them keyword traffic wise? And how are they finding them with their brand? At what levels? At what percentage? How many people are searching for them literally on a monthly basis branded? There's my objective. That's what I need to get. How many people are finding them for what keywords and at what amount? Okay, there's that plan. Move on to the next thing. The blueprint is right here. Keywords matter the most to Google. Next is, how are people finding you? Is it brand? Is it keyword? Right? How is that coming in? The next thing that they're looking at is, okay, when they're viewing you, how are they finding you? Is it search? Is it maps? What matters more to you? Where do you want to show up more? This is where you need to direct your focus to. Do I want them to find me over here, or do I want them to find me over here? Wherever you focus, the more traffic over the course of time is going to come from that particular location. It's just how it is. The best bet is you want to have it equal. Take a look here, right? Have it a 50-50. I'm not focusing on anyone. However they want to get me, that's fine, right? So focus your efforts on both. It's, You know, moving down the list, customer actions. These elements matter, all right? Are people asking for directions? Are people calling? Are people looking at photos? Customer interaction is mapped by Google and it's being recorded. This means that they care, right? Why would they keep and track this data if it didn't matter? Why would they spend the resources? I hope this makes sense to you. They're giving you the blueprint. It's right here on this page. It's called Insights. This is your blueprint to success. Increase the numbers. And then if you get more people than, if you get more of any one of these elements than is normally happens within your niche for those keywords, Google will send you a pop-up. Oh, you're getting more calls than the niche calls for, right? I'm sure you've seen this. If you've been doing GMB SEO, you've seen this. Oh, you're getting more calls than other people within the SERP. You've seen this before. It's like a little pop-up. It comes up. Oh, you're getting more views on your photos than other people in your industry. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It's a fact. It'll pop up. It's because it matters. Okay, I've touched on this enough. Let's move on. But this right here is your blueprint to success. It's right here. Increase these numbers to above your competition and you'll win. But that's it. And everything revolves around customer user signals. Everything on this page is from a customer. Every single thing. Which tells you that customer user signals, traffic, and how you're being engaged with matters the most to Google. So it should matter the most to you. Getting people to that page is all that matters. I hope I touched on that. Okay, let's move back to this. That was a small, I guess that's a rant, I don't know. But I think that that's important. Let's move on. All right, now we've done our video citations, and citations is a big word. We talked about video citations central around brand, service, then keywords, all right? But don't just do them willy-nilly. Look for ones that call for that enhancement, a video enhancement. So whatever tool you're using, look, SEMrush makes it easy. They lay it out for you. Go check it out. All right, so here we go. Here's the next one. The next one is citations, all right? If you're building them yourself and you don't have a budget, allocate the budget to have someone else do it for you, because the more, the merrier. But I want you to keep this in mind. You're going to be sending, you need to make sure you're sending your top, I think it's what, six? Did I write it down? There's like a top six. Ah, well, I guess I didn't write it down. But if you're building them yourself, focus on these. Foursquare, Apple, okay, Monta, Yelp, Foursquare, Apple, Monta, Yelp, Bing. Apple, Monta, Yelp, Bing, Foursquare. There's a bunch of them, but if you're gonna build them yourself, go for the top ones first. Quickly do a search on Google. What are the top citation sources? It's probably something around these lines. Focus on those first, going to the home pages, okay? Every time you have a new location, then you should be building out new video citations, right? And then you should be also sending traffic through those videos however you want, right? Again, user signals, but also sending in those secondary citations for new locations, new location pages. I get this a lot, right? If I'm starting out a campaign in citations, right? Other than the user signals, other than proximity, one of the local signals is going to be digital references on the web, right? So if I'm sending my first branded asset, my first homepage links are going to the homepage, and Google ranks pages, not sites, then why would not building out more citations to each page not be a benefit? It is. That's why I tell people to do it, right? So in any case, if you're building them yourself, focus on the big ones first, going to the homepage. If you're having someone else build them, build the most powerful assets to the homepage and have them based around brand. When you start building out your secondaries to inner pages that are location pages, have someone else build them at scale, but focus it around keywords and make sure you're spinning your descriptions for higher index rates. Okay, so let's talk about this. So let's make a branch off of this. Citations at scale, and then if you If you don't take any other notes at all, spin the descriptions. Why? You'll get a higher index rate. You'll get more of them. Why? Because you're duplicating across the web, name, address, phone number. It's going to be filtered. Only so many are counted. If you want higher indexing, especially for internal pages, name, address, phone number is the same. Change that description, change the keywords. When you're going to fill these things out, it's going to ask you for keywords, name, address, phone number, description, and then what page or URL is the citation going to be pointing to? Point it to an inner page, spin the description, change the keywords. Hopefully that touches on that. Do it at scale. Trust me. And then also, again, the video citations. I'm touching on this because it's very important. That's why I'm really drilling this in. Video citations, not just a million of them, unless you have budget or somebody to do it for you, by all means. But if it's just you, focus on the video citations of the SERPs that call for a video. But make sure it's keywords that matter to you. I mean, don't just create them to create them, but that makes sense, right? Okay. Video citations, if you're doing it yourself, all the primaries go to the homepage. If you're having someone else build it, build the most powerful to the homepage. And then the inner pages also get the secondary citations. Don't rebuild the big ones. The big ones go to the homepage. All other citations go to inner pages. Hopefully that makes sense. Let's move on. Add citations and same. Okay, now let's talk more about this entity building, all right, or relationship building. Because let's talk about this. This is important. So, all right, content, the amount of words, the amount of times that you're using exact phrases and variations is optimization, right? How you're using co-occurring words is how you create a relevant page, okay? Now, when we're talking about links, this is how we get our off-page optimized and we build authority. But when we want to tie everything together and build that relationship with whether it's a citation, whether it's a link, whether it's another asset, how we do this is with schema. So within the facts pages, within the internal pages, maybe not the home page, but within the secondary pages that you're building out, location pages, service pages, make sure you're utilizing the schema for those particular pages. But this is another reason why I say build secondary scaled citations to inner pages, because within the schema to build it in, we're going to use same as and service, and then also include those keywords. So to tie everything together, same as, okay, here's the citation sources. Or you can have on that page, you could literally do URL links to those. But you need to make that association with the citations. I hope that makes sense to you because that's a big tip. I see, I go and I look, the winners are doing it, or at least similar. The ones lagging behind aren't so much. So whether you're creating the page and literally putting the URL or putting it within schema, make sure you're making associations to the citations and other sites or assets that matter to the brand, business, or service or keywords that you're trying to target. Make sure of it. You have to connect the dots for Google or it's hats off, you know, or you'll just never rank ever. That's not true, but it'll take you a lot longer. All right. So, schema. And then the ones that matter are facts, do the local, and the same as, and make those associations. Whether you're going to actually put links on the page to the citation sources, internal pages, or you're going to do same as and literally add it in the schema or put the URLs on the page, do it. The facts schema, make sure that you have a dedicated page for that and make sure that you're literally putting it out from the GMB. The facts or the questions and answers are coming from the GMB, from customers, from engagement, from actions. Bring it over to the page, and then you can embed it anywhere you want. So embed that from the GMB onto the website, same with directions, embed it on the location pages that matter, and then you can also send it out. You can do distribution. You see, like I like press releases because it's easy and fast. So schema, all right. You want to do your facts page and add schema. Like you have your facts page, make sure you're collecting it. You have your local schema on the pages that it makes sense. And then the same as including citations, all right? Or you can do it with URLs. That's up to you. I like it with schema. I think it's cleaner, it's easier, it looks better. Plus, I only care that the search engine sees it. Now, let's talk about the reviews. Now, what you'll find is this. I've been seeing this more and more lately. You have a dedicated page for your reviews, but some SERPs have review schema, even though they have, think of this, even though the homepage doesn't necessarily have the schema on it, because you're supposed to have a dedicated page, here's my reviews, this is the page that holds them. It'll still show the rating for the homepage in some SERPs. So again, utilize a tool. But more so, set up a page that's dedicated for your reviews and literally put the reviews on a review page. Why? Because you'll get enhancements in other SERPs, and I think that it's a trust signal, in my opinion. I feel that it's a trust signal for people. So dedicated page for reviews, add it, plus you'll get enhancements in some SERPs is what I'm getting at. So review page. Review schema. All right, so and that's another element. Schema on all pages. And what I mean by that, if I have a location page, I'm looking for longitude, latitude, I'm looking for the schemas that map and or match the pages that I'm creating. Connect the dots, always. So here, let me come in here. I think that we've touched on the elements that from verify to matching and mirroring on the site. I mean, we, you know, setting up post schedules, how to make the posts, optimizations, what matters for ranking. Like I covered, Chris, give me the breakdown or the roadmap or the walkthrough or whatever. Here it is. I made this for you and for anybody else that needed help with this. So it's been an absolute pleasure. I think that's going to be it for today. And